without bail. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A court appearance on state charges for David DePapp, the man accused of breaking into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco home and beating her husband with a hammer.
He sat quietly in the courtroom as the judge, Diane Northway, a retired visiting judge, accepted his plea of not guilty. He faces a number of state charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, elder abuse, burglary, and so on. And, of course, these state charges are in addition to several federal charges that were announced yesterday. And if convicted on all of these charges, of course, he could spend decades in prison, possibly more, because the assault with a deadly weapon charge carries a possible life prison sentence.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Pennsylvania State Supreme Court has ruled officials cannot count votes from mail-in or absentee ballots that lack accurate handwritten dates on their return envelopes, directing county boards of elections to segregate and preserve those ballots. President Biden making a push for Democrats in Florida just 1 week before the midterm elections, telling seniors Republicans will make cuts to social programs.
You've been paying into Social Security your whole life. You earned it. Now these guys want to take it away. Who in the hell do they think they are? Excuse my language.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has said the programs are running out of money. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has said a Republican majority would curb spending, but he did not say there would be cuts to entitlement programs. Israel holding elections today. Exit polls indicate former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his allies may have won enough seats to return to power. Wall Street stocks ending lower as hot jobs data raises concerns the Federal Reserve will need to keep the pressure on inflation. The Dow lost 79, the Nasdaq off 97, the S&P minus 15. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New research shows progress for a vaccine that aims to protect newborns from a serious respiratory virus.
Pfizer says its large international study found that vaccinating pregnant women helped protect their infants from the virus called RSV that usually sends wheezing babies to the hospital each fall. The study found that vaccinating the moms-to-be was nearly 82% effective at preventing severe cases of RSV in the vulnerable first 90 days of life. The research showed that at age 6 months, the vaccine was still 69% effective against serious illness, and there were no signs of safety problems in moms or babies. The vaccine wouldn't just protect newborns. RSV is also dangerous for older adults, too. The study raises the hope that a vaccine might be available next fall. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Twitter's new chief says the cost of its subscription service is going up.
Elon Musk announcing on his newly bought company that the Twitter Blue subscription is going to be priced at $8 a month, an increase of $3 over its current $4.99. Musk tweeting that the service includes priority in replies, mentions, and search, which he says is essential to defeat spam and scams. In addition, users will have the ability to post longer video and audio clips. There will be half as many ads and a paywall bypass for publishers willing to work with Twitter. Musk also implied that Twitter Blue would offer subscribers a blue check mark for verification purposes, a feature currently offered to those at risk of identity theft, like celebrities, journalists, and other notable influencers.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Game 2 of the World Series getting some huge ratings. Nearly 11 million people tuned in to see the Astros beat the Phillies Saturday night, the most viewed World Series since 2019. Game 3 gets underway tonight. There was no winner in last night's Powerball drawing. The next drawing tomorrow night will be for $1.2 billion. I'm Lee Silicera, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.